entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 126. And the French Press Podcast is where we sit around and discuss about sometimes current events, sometimes a tech tip, sometimes a word of the week, some kind of special phrase that our producer Theodore comes up with, and always a story from Cousin Layton, who's currently serving in Arkansas at Hillcrest Home. Layton, it's good to have you on again. How is your day going?
My day is going quite well, Ruben.
Glad to hear that.
Oh, and it's Thursday, February 4th, 2016.
And before we recorded the podcast, we finally nailed down a more general time to record the podcast. And it will probably be on Thursday the majority of the time. So you'll be getting it, if you're lucky, late Thursday. But probably more than likely it'll be on Friday.
Yay.
So today,
your Fridays just got better.
Exactly. Today on the podcast, I've got a tech tip for you relating to listening to podcasts and how to get through podcasts faster. And we've got another story from Layton. We do have a word or a phrase, where does it mean, that Theodore's going to come introduce to us. And I've also got a question for Layton if we have time. So starting off with the tech tip, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and a few of the podcasts I listen to are actually radio shows, and radio shows always have a long intro with meaningless ads and or station information. And so if you use this certain podcast player, this podcast app, the one I use is called iCatcher, and if you don't use just the default podcast app for your iPhone, if you use some kind of third-party app, there's a good chance that it also has this feature. And what this feature does is it automatically starts you listening to the podcast you don't have to start from the beginning. It will start you in 15 seconds or 1 minute in or 2 minutes in, however you long you want to set it to, so you can skip the boring intro. Now, the French Press Podcast has a very short introduction, and it's an upbeat song that I'm sure gets you fired up for the podcast content. So I'm sure you would never apply it to the French Press Podcast. But if you're listening to especially a radio show on podcast, this is a great way to cut down on just junk audio that you really don't want to hear. And so I'll go through the steps. I'll show you how to change that if you're using the app iCatcher, which is my podcasting app of preference. And I'll actually have a link over on the website too if you do want to just click on the link. But basically, you just go into the app, click on podcasts in the bottom left corner, click on the podcast that you want to have the episodes start playing, you know, a minute in or 2 minutes in. And for the one I've got Glenn Beck here, and he's always got at least a minute of intros where it's just music and identifying that this is the Glenn Beck radio program. So I don't want to listen to that 100 times, you know, in a year. I know what the program is. I just want to start where the content starts. So after you click on the podcast that you want to change, you then click the gear icon. And again, this is for iCatcher. It could be different if you're using some other app. And if you scroll almost all the way down to the bottom where it says playback start offset, and you can bump it up or down. It goes by 5 seconds. So you can bump it up to a minute or you can bump it up to 2 minutes. And then after that, you just hit back, and it will automatically start the podcast. You know, the first time you start a new podcast, it'll automatically start at that time. So it saves so much time if you listen to a lot of podcasts with long introductions. Layton.
What? That was a good tip, Ruben.
Thank you, but I'm not even done. I've got one more.
Oh, man, we got a double tech tip today.
And it's also with saving time with podcasts. Now, a lot of radio shows do this where they have their full episode, and then they also have segments broken up where they also release it. But if you listen to the full episode, you typically don't want these other episodes uploaded every day with your with the podcast. So, in this app again, iCatcher, I'm trying to find it right now. There it is. You can there's a setting called Episodes to Ignore or Include, and then you can put in because typically they'll have some kind of introduction or they'll preface the episode title so that you know it's just a short segment. And so on my ignore list, I have Beck Blitz added in there because whenever Glenn Beck has one of his short segments included in the podcast for that day, it will always be prefaced by Beck Blitz, colon, then whatever that short segment was. So if you have that in your ignore list, you will no longer have those episodes automatically included in your feed. It'll just be the full-length episode.
That is good. That is great.
So,
Ruben, do you think that we should have segments that like we release separately from the full episode?
No,
it
I
would
don't.
Make a lot more work for Theodore. So I'm in favor of it.
No, you know what? We actually did way back in the day. We did those. I forget what we even called them, but it was when we were watching the TV show Arrow, and we would do our own little. Review or retake of it where we'd kind of be making fun of the episode.
Yeah.
We did release some of those as separate little segments.
It's golden stuff right there.
Anyways, so yeah, there's my tech tip. Save time while you're listening to podcasts.
Thanks, Ruben. Now I can save all that time.
All right, so Layton, tell us, you said you had a story to share with us.
Yeah, I guess it's more of a rant than a story, but I mean it's a rant with a story behind it. So it turns out like right now I listen / read a lot of like photography news, whatever, and right now the world is upset. The photography world is upset because. There's a big company based out of England, and it's a brand that's fairly popular.
Say the brand again. You cut out there for a second.
Oh, sorry. Burberry. I think that's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Wait. What, like really expensive clothes and perfume?
Yeah.
I thought
it's
it was
Burberry.
I thought it was purses and scarves.
Oh, Burberry.
I don't
well,
know. That's
anyways.
How I
yeah,
say
it
is. When
it
I
is.
Buy stuff.
Stuff. Do you buy stuff from there, Theodore?
No, I just get cologne, but it's not that expensive. But I went to in a store once in a mall, and they do not have price tags on anything.
So it's all free.
I wish.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, so they just came up because they just appointed I think it's like who's the famous soccer player? Beckham?
Yeah, yep, Beckham.
Yeah, David Beckham, I think his name is. They appointed his 16-year-old son as one of their like lead photographers to represent their brand. Like he's taking pictures for their brand. And like people are just up in arms like, "Oh, how can this 16-year-old, you know, how could he possibly like fulfill the role of a professional photographer, all this stuff." Anyway, so that just got me looking up the brand Burberry. And I went onto their website, and it is so outrageously overpriced on everything. Some of their coats, like most of them are upwards of $1,200, $1,300. I think they actually have a larger trench coat that costs $4,000. they have cufflinks that cost, I think, $150. But get this. They make a genuine leather pouch to carry your cufflinks in for $320. Like the little pouch costs more than the cufflinks. They also make... Oh, my word. I mean, I'm on their website right now. Where's the gifts? I don't know. Home accessories. They also have...
I just found a backpack that costs $1,700.
Yeah, on the website. It's amazing. Ah, yes. They have a pouch to hold a deck of playing cards for $450. Like, and their colors. They always... Their colors that they have... it's never just like red, yellow, green. No, they have to have amber yellow, blue carbon, bright navy, like parade red. It's just so outrageous that they even have a little pouch to hold hand painted wooden dice. So you can have, like, a set of 5 wooden dice. So
the dice do come with it.
Yes. Yes, they do. And did you see the price tag on them?
No, I'm over on their clothing right now.
Well, on their pouch, on their dice pouch, I'm trying to see here. Oh, my word. Where is their dice pouch? Here it is. $450.
Wow.
For a leather pouch to hold 5 dice in. It's crazy. Anyways, but what really got me fired up is when you go to their to their scarves. You look at their scarves.
Okay, I'm there now.
Okay, so they have their like special edition scarves that can cost up to $995. But if you just go to their baseline scarves, which are only $475, they give you a description of their scarves. And I'm trying to find their cheap scarves, their $475 ones. Seasonal scarves.
Okay, so I'm on one of their expensive scarves. Okay, the $450 ones.
Yes.
Should I read you one of them? I've got the camel colored scarf.
Yeah. No. Oh. Here. Yes. Here we go. Okay. So they have, if you look at the cheapest one, $475 for a scarf. They have, if you scroll down, it says they have a tab that says the story of your scarf, and you can hit find out more. Hello? And then. And a drop-down box comes, and it shows different images and little articles beside each image. And I'm going to read you the story of a scarf. If you happen to buy a $475 scarf from Burberry, this is the story of it. And it's so funny.
If I'm spending that much money on a scarf, I definitely want to know the story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So this is the story of your scarf. And it's so funny how they try to... romanticize or fantasize. I don't know what the right word is. They try to make it sound like it's something from a fairy tale. But here we go. This is the story of your scarf from Burberry. Made in Scotland. Your scarf has been crafted in Elgin, Scotland, at a centuries-old family-run mill with a storied history of making cashmere. It is the last remaining vertical mill in Scotland and has been working with Burberry for over 100 years. Notice that it's the last vertical mill in Scotland. There's so many horizontal mills, but this is the last vertical one that it was made in. Teased and combed. Cashmere is dyed for up to 6 hours in order to create a rich and vivid color before shades are blended together. It is then teased to open up the fibers and combed on carding machines into delicate individual strands ready to be spun. Weaving your scarf. Cashmere threads are spun into yarns of specified weight, twist, and strength. Weaving takes place on complex looms, individually set up for each pattern change in a precise sequence. Softness and shine. Washing in local water from the River Lossy, which surrounds the mill, removes the leftover oil from weaving. Scarves are then gently brushed on a machine containing multiple rods of natural teasels, lifting the fibers to ensure softness and luster. The final touches. Cashmere is dried and then fringed, twisting each thread together and added tension in a back-and-forth movement. The finished product is checked by hand to ensure the highest quality. Anyways, that's the story of your scarf.
Well, honestly, I have to admit, I do want to touch it just to see if it feels different than a normal scarf.
Yes.
After hearing that story. It is enticing, though. Having a story behind it, it makes you feel less pathetic for spending that much money on a scarf. That's for sure. If you know that an individual person is actually checking each one and if it's being, I don't know. Yeah. It's pretty pathetic, though.
I feel the people that buy these things are the kind of people that I can't even relate with.
I know.
I don't even know.
Well, maybe that's why everyone's having a hard time relating with Beckham's son, the 16-year-old, being the photographer.
But perhaps you're
right. I do want to get back to that. Are you also upset? And why is he qualified, or why was he chosen to be the photographer?
I think it was more of a publicity stunt than anything. I'm not saying that he can't do it. It doesn't bother me in the least bit. Like, yeah, I do think that he did become the photographer just because of his parents' names, mainly his father. But that's fine. Like, he's using something at his disposal, which is his father's name, as a career advantage. Why wouldn't you? Like. And what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to say that he can't do it? Are you supposed to say, like, no? Like, Burberry, which is the maker of Cashmere, decided to do this. I mean, they have to deal with the consequences of making this choice.
And Layton, is he the photographer for their products, or is it more of a... he's running a blog / their social media where he, takes cool photos and does publicity stuff with Burberry.
I think that he is just one of many, many, many photographers that is like he's not the photographer. He is a photographer that is working for them. Like, yeah, I think he's just one of the many.
All right.
Anyways, I was ranting mainly about
the cost of Burberry products.
The poshness of Burberry and the people that buy from them.
Yeah, I honestly don't have a problem at all that something costs that much, but I would never ever spend that much money for a scarf or a backpack or a dice bag.
But what about a $1,500 poncho? A $1,500 poncho?
I have a hard enough time even thinking about what a poncho is.
It's like those... it's too long to explain.
All right, well, Layton, let's move on then to our... where does it mean? A phrase from Theodore that will leave us wandering.
You might know what this... or where it comes from. You know what it means. It's the phrase, hit the sack or hit the hay.
It's the same thing?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hit the sack or hit the hay. Okay. All right.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah, I know what it means.
Layton, do you?
Yes.
Okay, it means, like, to go to bed, you would say, I think it's time to hit the sack or whatever, then you go to bed. And it comes from the fact that beds used to be made out of sacks filled with hay. So that's why, yeah.
Okay, I fear it was maybe because the hayloft maybe is a place where your visitors slept, and you tell them to go hit the sack, or not hit the sack, hit the hay, as in you're not sleeping in the house, but you can sleep out in the barn.
Okay.
That's all I have for that.
All right, that's cool. All right, Layton, I've got a question for you.
What?
You've told us lots of stories about your different camping experiences, and it seems every time we talk, you say, "Oh, we just want a different camping trip, and we just did this. We just went to this hill, this mountain, this place over there, this lake, this river." My question is, have you ever gone camping that hasn't been out in nature?
Camping that hasn't been, well, it's not camping then.
Well,
is it?
I mean, you're the expert. Have you ever spent the outdoors, you know, not in the hills of Arkansas?
Have I ever been, you mean, have I ever slept outside but not in nature?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, as in not in a forest or, like, not along a trail, wilderness trail.
Exactly. Maybe along a highway.
Yes. Faux show.
Really? Well, yes. Tell us some more about it.
Well, I can't. shoot. but I will say this, that it was on one of me and my camping buddy Randy's more exciting adventures. But sadly, I cannot divulge that information due to the fact that I'm still serving your Hillcrest.
Well, please write down the details, because after your time in service, I do want to hear the story.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, my. It's funny that you should ask that. It's really funny.
All right. That's actually all the stuff that I had for today.
Are you serious, Clark?
I'm serious.
Well, I guess the show doesn't have to go on.
Touché. Layton, what is our word of the week?
The word of the week is totally cashmere.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back again next Thursday, or next. Yeah, you might not be on the internet until Friday, but next week. And if you have thoughts, if you have topics to discuss, please send them on over to our email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com, or just send us a message on Facebook. You can just search for the podcast over there. We have a Facebook page, and then you can send a message in. Layton, I guess I do have one other thing that I found humorous. There's a Twitter handle called I Am A Good Beachy, and the name is CBS Life. And it is a student that's currently at CBS. I do have a feeling. I know who it is, but it's kind of funny. He talks about different struggles and different different struggles that are going on while you're at Bible school. And, in fact, here's one of his tweets. Bachelorhood is such a burden, but thankfully, burdens are lifted at Calvary. # CBS pickup lines. Ha! So it's full of humorous things. I do encourage you to check it out. Again, the handle is @IAmAGoodBeachy, and the username or the name is CBS Life. So he hasn't tweeted out in the last day, so maybe he's feeling a little bit overwhelmed or underappreciated as a humorous Twitter account. So to give him a follow and maybe reply at him and tell him that you enjoy his tweets. All right, that's all I've got. We have our word of the week is in, so I guess we're ready to wrap it up. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you guys all next week.